Welcome to No Longer Conformed. We're studying the book of Revelation. In this session, we'll be looking at Revelation chapter 16 and verse 1, Judgment is commanded. Let's read that verse, that one verse. Revelation 16, 1. Then I heard a loud voice from the temple saying to the seven angels, Go and pour out the bowls of the wrath of God on the earth. Revelation 15 and verse 8, the verse just before this, tells us the temple was filled with smoke from the glory of God and His power. Listen, nothing could be seen and nothing can stop this. There is no intercession, there is no blood offering, there is no mercy. God's judgment must come immediately and He is hidden in His cloud of glory until it's over. We're about to see the last activity on the earth as we know it. The final set of judgments before the second coming of Jesus Christ. The Revelation scroll has finally reached its end. Seven seals of judgment in chapters 5 and 6 and chapter 8. Seven trumpets of judgment in chapters 8 and 9 and 11. And now, seven bowls of judgment during the Antichrist's rule. Seven angels receive direct orders to pour out their bowls, or vials, however you want to express it. Direct orders from God Himself. His wrath burns and it must be poured out. Bowls not filled with the incense of prayer, but with wrath and fury. Look at verse 17. Then the seventh angel poured out his bowl into the air, and a loud voice came out of the temple of heaven from the throne, saying, It is done. Listen, there's no break between the sixth and seventh bowls like there was between the sixth and seventh trumpet, and before that, the sixth and seventh seal. And the angels all received the command together. It's like it's rapid, with no interruption. This is it. Genesis chapter 6 and verse 3. And the Lord said, My spirit shall not strive with men forever, for he is indeed flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 7. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work, only he who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way. Gone. It's gone. God's long-enduring patience has finally, after many centuries, come to an end. Think about that, and you have a great day.